sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
All right, there you go. Silence the Voice, as your clock ticks on Silence the Voice being our theme song. Play-Doh is just 9 days away. Oh, my God. It's going to start again. Start getting the butterflies for Play-Doh again. Nine days from now. Play-Doh happens. Evidently, there's going to be a Mo from down the hall there at the girls' station, KDKB, the girls and fellas, the girls and girl guys station. They're doing a thing. I think it's tonight. And Larry McFeely and I wanted to come in mustaches and caps because she's doing some sort of a – it's right out on the patio, right? Like a stand-up comedy thing here.
Local stand-up comics.
And, you know, we kind of wanted to crash that with our mustaches and our 10 minutes each.
It's tonight on the patio?
On the patio.
Like the thing we were doing?
Exactly the same. But we have at least a reason.
But she's just doing it for this. This is more of a showcase.
It's just a showcase to come out and do some stand-up on, hilarious. But Larry and I want to go do.
I'm sure.
No. It'll all be roses and flowers.
Mo doesn't know how to criticize.
Well, Larry and I wanted to go up and dress like Snidely Whiplash from old cartoons, 1920s bad guys, and just go up and do, really blue stuff for a little bit. Just get really.
You want to take some mic time?
Take a little mic time. They wouldn't know it's us from our disguises, our disqueezes.
You don't think they'd figure it out?
No, that's the hope, is that it would be such an egregious mustache. Like, the mustache would be like, oh, this is so obvious. They've got bad intentions. And go up and just do 10 minutes.
What are the comics scoring, I wonder? Because
I don't think it's a score.
When we did
You mean, like, what do they win?
Well, I mean, we put them on that Happy Ending show.
Yeah, we give them a time slot. I think it's just everybody walks with a little bit of leftover Halloween candy.
Like a comedy coffee house.
You get to smoke pot with Mo later.
Yeah, you get to weed out with Mo and stand on the patio in nice weather and do 5 minutes of terrible local comedy. And Mo's running a club. It's Club Mo. Shea Mo, they call it. Spelled M-E-A-U. It's going to be hilarious, and I got half of mine to come down here and disrupt. But I like Mo. But that's pretty fun to think about. I don't think she recognizes what she's about to get into, which is local comedians in a bunch. We've seen it.
Is the worst comedian ever coming down?
Gilroy will be there for sure.
The flashlight in the back.
He got the flashlight.
Wrap it up.
Comedians are weird anyway. One-on-one. You get a bunch of them in a gaggle. And I don't know what they're competing for other than just to be the best one. I don't know. Maybe a Thanksgiving turkey or I don't know. I don't know what you win here. But
how does that pitch go with Tripp? So, Tripp, I want to do this thing, and I'm going to give away turkeys.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Not on the air, right? Oh, no, in the middle of the night. Just for no reason on our patio.
Maybe we should combo up for Christmas. We'll let all the local comedians and local bands just do shows on our patio.
Just never ending, just 24 hours. The patio is just a free place for you to rehearse. We'll rent it out. But yeah, if there's no like payoff at the end, if you don't get to, if you're not the headliner of something there, I don't understand. But yeah, have fun with that. But man, when I found out about that, Larry and I just started to write material about how great it could be to go and roast this whole event.
Just hack a routine.
Oh yeah, no, that's what it'd be. I'm
going to smash a watermelon.
I would try to hack theirs and go up and tell their own jokes better than they did. Listen and take notes. Watch this, Larry. I'm going to go do the exact same thing that last guy did. And then another guy will go, and then you do it. And then we'll change mustaches. Sounds crazy. Everybody's emailing me about the Donald Brashear and Matt Moore thing. There's Matt Moore. I forgot his name. Or no, that was the Marty McSorley. And then the other one was Bertuzzi. And there have been criminally prosecuted athletes because Bertuzzi's the one who punched that dude Moore in the back of the head. Because they tried to get him to fight, and the guy kept his cool. He's like, I'm not fighting you. I'm not going to do it. And he tried to instigate a fight. And then when he wouldn't, it made the guy trying to get him to fight mad. So he waited for him to skate away. And he punched him in the back of the head and then jumped on him, and his face smashed into the ice. And he hit him so hard that it knocked him cold. And when he went down, it broke his neck and vertebrae in his neck and ended his career. There were criminal charges and a civil lawsuit and all that. So it's not unprecedented. But that's when a dude you know, when the worst actually occurs.
Yeah, sucker punch from behind, yeah. Probably not the best.
I remember McSorley.
Sporting move.
When he took Donald Brashear out and he with the stick and then smashed him. And it was a sucker shot. And they were talking about, and I think he was out for like 100 games. It was a disaster. And the NHL handled it actually pretty well. But they talked about criminal charges there, too.
So he was out for a half a season, 100 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, yeah, most of the hockey season he was out. But he got to play the last three quarters of it, so it's pretty good. It was, yeah, it's an interesting thing. And it's everybody's emailing me, so that's it. There are many people now who want to come down and do that. And I think if the local comedy scene, I wouldn't mind that turning into I lost my cool and seeing a brawl at that. That would be kind of interesting.
Not a single mention of it on their site.
In the heat of comedy. Maybe she's canceled it.
Yeah, are you sure this is happening?
Oh, I know it's been thrown around the Friday night right here on our own patio. Shame
on. Why would she want to come back at night?
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that on a Friday. You got nothing better to do? You've got your new lesbian relationship. Get a little muff meat on Friday night. What are you doing? Just screwing around with listeners on a Friday night if they're not getting – there's no reason to. I don't want to hang out with everybody. Back at work? We leave work for a reason. It's time to be gone and not come back.
Remember we talked about that for a while. Let's do night sickness one time.
Never. I think somebody mentioned it. I'm right. Like, I think I've been – that's come up a few times in meetings. Like, why wouldn't we run that at night? I'm like, why would we ever – When it was, I remember now why that came up. Well, now that they've changed the rules, we can pretty much do whatever we want after 10 p.m. Like, I can cuss and say horrible stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to come back for that, or can I tape cuss words? I'll just tape a bunch of cuss words and you just randomly play them. Well, why wouldn't you do after dark, morning sickness after dark? Well, Because
we already have a job?
Well, because the word morning sickness.
Recorded after the show.
Morning sickness after dark is not a thing. Just verbiage is all over the place. Morning after dark, that's not morning anymore. So it's just sickness. Night sickness. And I don't think that's real. I think that's the flu.
We could convert this office to a bunk room. Yeah. You just stay here.
You guys come in and you say we run it. From 10 to 4 a.m., and then you start the morning
poor
show.
Poor Brett would be out of a job.
Yeah, well, good. I don't think that's a good idea. And then it's popped up before. Maybe we could run some stuff at night. I'm like, why? Well, don't we do enough? Isn't that oversaturated? Isn't that too many Starbucks? But you can say and talk about a woman's and how you want to kick it right in the... Well, how are you saying no? Because I do that now. All day long. When this show's over, that's me. I'm already. It's not exciting to come back and do it again and broadcast it. That's the fun of it.
Well, Mo's doing it.
Well, now Mo's doing it. She's on the lobby patio thing, whatever the hell's going on, with a bunch of local comics. Good luck to you. If I'd give her any advice, she's asked me for advice quite a bit. I'd have told her, limit your exposure to local comedians to two at a time.
Limit your exposure to local music, comedy.
And once there's three of them, you got trouble on your hands. Local artists, local comedians, and local bands. If you get more than two at once, good night, nurse. Your day is ruined. I'd rather go to that axe-throwing place with Miles Garrett.
Man, he'd be a beast.
Yeah, hey, Miles, everything going well? Yeah, I'm a little touchy. Okay, well, let me know when you're feeling a little off. Because I'm going to clear the room, all right? Because evidently you got a trigger. I got triggers. I've seen them. I understand. Axe throwing's fun. Mm-hmm. Man, if that girl next to me misses one more time, Miles, if you got a problem, let's just walk it off in the parking lot. What do you say? Yeah, limited to two. Of local anything. I'm a local blank. Makes my skin crawl. I'm a local TV news anchor. Limited to three. Local radio personalities.
You giving three of those?
I don't want us going out in a foursome.
Oh, yeah.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? We're like Entourage.
Yeah,
man.
No, we're not. Entourage, a bunch of douchebags.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we would be in a bunch.
Where was it? We were in Miami's airport or something, all four of us.
Yeah, we're walking in a line. I'm like, we're entouraging. We're douchebag walking. Somebody fall back.
We walked into that convention center the same way because it was locked, remember?
Somebody least important, fall back.
I'm usually ahead.
That's by design. That's just because you have a thing for band leaders.
I'm lost.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
You got a nice strut about you.
Yeah, you got that weird little walk, that peacock walk. That...
My legs aren't little. Look how fast I can go.
Let him have it.
Double the stride.
Let him have it.
Let him have it.
How are you with all those long legs so far behind me?
He's just let him be. That's short guy thing. He's got to walk 25 feet ahead of us. I think he's fast. It's okay. But I do like you puff up and walk ahead of us. That's better than the entourage walk, which is four across or two and twos, and that's just douchey. But you don't want to hang out. Our Christmas party is too many radio people at it. It's annoying. Local anything, just stop.
Like local union, even. You get two of those in a room. Forget it. Yeah, you want to stay away from that, but she's got this thing going on. Man, I want to crash it, but I won't. Because, you know, I don't want to come back to work on a Friday night. That's what I would have to do in order to ruin that. Larry and I talked about how much fun it would be. I'm like, but then it's Friday. Got to drive back to work.
Yeah, I'm betting this isn't happening.
Oh, it's not happening for me. I've already said it isn't. But it would be fun in theory until I climb behind the car and the wheel and I'm like, I'm essentially driving to work on a Friday. This is dumb. And I'm not getting any extra for this.
Larry's got some pep in his step lately. He's talking about coming in on a Friday night.
He does.
Goof around.
Getting out.
Vasectomy's been good to him. He's been exercising.
Larry's vasectomy went well, and a few people handled his penis, and he realized how much fun that was. He forgot.
He remembered.
He's happy-go-lucky.
Doctors flopping his dork around. He was in a public setting with his dick out, and nobody was complaining. And it was not illegal.
Didn't have to stand by the door.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of public settings with your dick out, I did read it. Eric pointed it out. I saw the headline earlier. Louis C.K. accuser says not consensual. I'm like, well, that says it all. That's pretty much what I thought. Because evidently people hiring Louis C.K., as you read it, are starting to come to his defense saying, now hold on, those chicks were in that room. They knew what was going on. This was all right.
They gave their consent.
They said it was cool for him to whip out. And I mean, listen to Sarah Silverman was on Stern and she watched him do it because he asked her. So his M.O. was, can I beat off in front of you? And then the ladies would say yes, and he would do it. If they said no, it was off you go. Here's your candy corn. You're free to go. And the lady said, that's not what happened. And it sparked it up again. So poor Louis C.K., who was almost back.
Getting booked.
Almost back. Had a tour and all this other stuff. Has some comedy club owner say, I didn't do anything wrong. And the lady that came out has never said a word.
That's the first time she's responded. She's like, I got to say something about this one.
Yeah, like if this is how you're going to bring him back, I have to be the one to squash this like a bug. And Louis C.K. is one of my favorite comics. This was, you know, again, in the world of Myles Garrett, one step too far. And you have to sit back and go, there has to be some sort of penalty involved here. And then now this lady who's like, I made a complaint, but I've made no public statements. I've said nothing. But if this is how you plan on redeeming him, I have to say no.
Because you're lying.
Because it's just lies.
Yeah. If you're Louis C.K., though, don't you?
Everyone
you have to
shut
go to the
up.
Club, owner. Yeah. Just no comment. Just say.
I'll handle it.
Yeah.
Everyone shut the up. Put my name on the marquee. If you get calls, just say, hey, you know what? It's Louis's life. You got to ask Louis these questions.
Right.
I can't believe you're doing it. Well, then don't come to a show. And don't come to a show. Yeah, completely bounce it back to Louis. His Facebook page is I Jerk Off in Front of Women. If you want to go to that and put your comments on, Louis may respond. He may not. But that's what I'm not dealing with it. We just hired him. And if you don't want to come, don't. If you want to pick it, pick it. And let Louis handle it. But to go out and go, I'm hiring him because he didn't do anything wrong. You're going to open it up for Louis again. Yeah. And now Louis C.K.'s career's starting a little, you know, there was embers. They were, but it looked like the fire was out. But there's still a smoldering, and now it's going to start.
He's done his time.
It's going to start again.
He's going to have a hard time controlling these club owners, I guess. That they want to insert themselves in the story.
He has to just pick and choose the right club owners. Because there's a few of them that want to get on stage and do stuff, and you always have to be weary of that. But,
that guy was saying, you know, I'm the first one in that's like full out booking him. I could be the guy that could make my club for years.
Yeah. But what... What is the punishment for that? You know?
Right.
Other than the consumer not wanting Louis back, and that's just an individual's right to say, I'm not going to go to this.
I think the punishment's already happened. It's just public embarrassment.
But that's what I mean. Then it's going to start again, though, because it's always there. So if it's the cloud is still lingering to the point where the, you know, if the embers are still a little bit hot to the point where somebody just says just something as stupid as what that guy said and somebody just taps that ember and the fire starts again, then the punishment isn't over. People don't feel there was one. Because otherwise it'd be like, well, he's paid his dues and everything. He lost
time
a ton of money.
Has he stopped?
Well, sure. But, you know, a lot of people, maybe, I don't know. Hopefully. We'll find out later, I guess, if he's got a new system. I mean, we haven't heard about it.
That's what I'm saying.
But look at Pee Wee Herman. He recovered from his problem.
Not really.
Oh, he's been back and stuff.
Not to the same degree.
No, but you know, I mean, he's...
He's had a little redemption.
Yeah, he's had some redemption.
Done a little bit of stuff, but his career was ruined. I mean, he had to fight.
Yeah, he even put the Pee Wee Herman stuff back on.
I know, and everybody was like, I can't watch a 50-year-old man who beats off in theaters in that suit acting like a child. This is weird now. And it didn't work for a reason. People gave him chances, but he had to scratch and claw for a long time. And essentially what Pee Wee Herman did was beat off by himself.
Right.
Not even as egregious as Louis C.K.
What Louis C.K. did was beat off on you. And you don't want that. Now, if Pee-wee got up and tapped a guy on the shoulder in the row in front of him to turn around, I'm Pee-wee Herman, goddammit, and there's no getting out of this.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's assault.
That's assault.
That's rough.
That's Miles Garrett. Right?
What if it was Mason Rudolph? And goddammit, my life's horrible.
He's tapping him on the
everything.
Head.
That's why his hair's so slick. But yeah, I mean, that's essentially what Louis C.K. did. You can't leave, and I'm going to do this. Fred Willard... Pee Wee Herman, and Fred Willard did it, and I think something horrible happened later that day where Fred Willard beat off in a theater, and then there was a terrible national event, like a school shooting. By the way, there was one yesterday. We're done with those, evidently.
Way to work that in, John.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Well, that's how we're doing it now. You go
in
to
in
Yahoo.
In the middle of the Fred Willard.
buried their whole day on it in the news station.
It buried it. Yeah, Fred Willard beat off and everybody's like, Fred Willard, beloved comedian and actor, beaten off. Hang on a second. 14 children are dead in Florida. Nobody cares about Fred Willard beating off. So we really don't care when they beat off in those adult theaters. That's what an adult theater's for. We were just shocked that Fred Willard was in one. We were shocked Pee Wee Herman beat off in public.
He talked about a little bit, just saying, oh, it was all a mix-up.
But he was in there.
I was there.
Yeah. But that's what everybody was shocked at. Why is Fred Willard at an adult theater?
Yeah,
why is
he
exactly
have
with,
some respect
with technology?
Well, I thought it was a different show.
No, you didn't.
No,
he said,
I went there
because he's an old guy that's probably been doing
that. That's how
he knew
dirty movies were. You don't bring that in your house. So that's for there. But Pee Wee Herman didn't make any sense. That was like 1993. He wasn't old yet. There were VCRs. It didn't make sense. So it kind of confused us. But he really, and I think that was just, you didn't want to cheer for a pervert when Pee Wee did it. But now, Louis C.K., it's like, well, people are actually, I don't know. She probably could have.
It's all about talent, John.
It
is. Like the NFL.
It really is. But Pee Wee was, you know.
Pee Wee's not as talented as Fred
Willard. Kind of coming down off
Louis
the end
C.K.
of the thing. He's getting a little old for the suit. Do you have anything else?
There's a reason Ray Rice didn't come back.
It's weird. It really truly is because Louis C.K. is somebody. People, I really liked him. It's a shame he beat off on people against their will. And we say, give it a year. If he doesn't do it in a year's time, we'll start watching and laughing again. But that giant elephant's still in the room because otherwise this wouldn't have been immediate. Like the immediate reaction of this accuser who's clearly boiling at the idea that people are like, it's over. Louis's funny again. And I like Louis, but, you know, you do have to address this to the point where everybody who you did it for gets taken care of. Not necessarily financially, but their needs are met. And if she's and if it starts getting to the point where...
It's about honesty.
Yeah, club owners start coming out going, nothing really bad happened here. I think this all got blown out of proportion. She's like, I haven't said anything because I'm trying to be decent, but I have to step in again. Then this isn't over yet.
Here's
and
the
Louis
thing.
Louis not allowed
was
back.
Was Louis the one that told him that?
Yeah, and then that rabbit hole
to get
starts.
The deal.
Yeah. Look, all these chicks dug it. Everybody, I don't know what the big uproar is. All of a sudden, I'm a bad guy. And then club owners are like, yeah, Louis, you're the best. I'll hire you. This is great. I'll tell everybody what I've been told by you.
Just having fun.
I know for a fact these chicks were into it. And then the buzzer went off and the lady's hand went up in the back. Excuse me. I was not into it. I hated it.
So Fred's arrest was in July of 2012, and this was his response the day after.
Wait to hear my version, he says. Much more PG, and my review, lousy film, but the theater would make a terrific racquetball court. And then I think like 100 people died. Right. Was that the 2012? That wasn't the Aurora shooting. Ooh, it was right around there. Fred had like a day or two to have to deal with this.
There's so many shootings.
I know. They're all blending. It's Santa Clarita yesterday.
Well, luckily, Mike Pence is going to end them.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to strap it up and go out there and start shooting.
Yeah, he's come out. They're going to be over.
Conversion therapy.
Oh, good.
For all shooters.
He's got the answers.
Yeah,
it was Aurora.
It was Aurora right after that. Right? It was that Friday night.
Yeah. It was the 19th when he was arrested and the 20th, my birthday, when Aurora happened.
And everybody was like, oh, Fred Willard beats off an adult. What was that about? The Batman's out tomorrow. And then that happened and Fred Willard got away with it. So it's all about, you know, our outrage can be shifted fairly easily.
Then there's other ones that have survived it throughout, like Marv Albert.
Yeah.
I mean, if that would
That was
today.
Consensual sex. He just,
yeah,
he,
but
Miles Garrett at her.
Part wasn't.
Yeah, he ate some of her. She let him bite him. Like everybody's been with a chick who wants to get punched or bitten. And you do it. You just don't break the skin. The second you get through the skin, you stop humping and you go, I think I've done something wrong. But when she's screaming and you've got a mouth full of derma. What's the problem? I'm devouring you sexually.
You bit off a good portion of my shoulder.
This wasn't part of the deal that we were consenting to.
I didn't realize I couldn't actually eat you. Yes. Trouble for Marv. And it took a long time for Marv to come back. He had to change toupees. He had to be blonde. He came back as Tab Hunter. It's weird. But it's just us. But, yeah, again, it comes down to, like, do we support it or do we not support it? And if enough people go see Louis C.K., the accuser can yell and the club owner can lie. But you just have to tell the truth and go, yeah, he beats off in front of women. That was pretty bad. But, you know, he lost an awful lot, and it's time, I think, we all kind of let the wounds heal. That would have been easy if the club owner said that. It wouldn't even made news. But him going out going, these chicks wanted it, man. That's just bad. That's just bad. Because you know one of them's going to be like, No, we didn't. Then what were you doing at his place? I don't know. I was trying to get to know the guy, and he beat off on me. It was very quick. Everybody's been on a date. We're like, this is going well. And then something happens. You're like, oh, that's a red flag. I'm out. But beating off on me is like, that's a bridge way too far. Maybe she did like Louis up to that point. Like, maybe Louis's like, I'm reading the room wrong. This is pretty good. I'm going to beat
it's
off.
Like, it's a numbers game, man.
Yeah.
Not all of them will like it.
No. And you have to also understand that most comedians couldn't get chicks until they were popular comedians. So they really don't know how to play that
game.
You don't
think Louis scored chicks off his good
looks? I don't think Louis was killing it in high school and junior high and college and after college and probably into his 20s and probably early 30s and maybe even later. And he felt like this is the only way this works. I have to be funny. And I have to do something really outrageous. And then it's like, wait a minute. I liked you. Now you're weird. A little rapey.
Did you ever pull it out when you shouldn't have?
Never.
No?
Never.
Maybe you're a little drunk girl. You think she's ready.
No. I got scared.
Come on. Too afraid. Too afraid.
I was scared to death. I watched a friend of mine get accused of rape and have that pulled away from him for about a month and a half.
Everybody's been stopped. Like, you know, you start taking the top off.
Sure. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but that's not your own
penis.
Only
our second.
If you were stopped pulling out your own penis, that'd be one thing.
I've never experienced that because they'd have to be awake to say that.
Yeah. I don't know. I was watching some comedian. He's like, the no means no thing. But then you go, no. Yeah, you know, like the playful.
Because you want to know. Well, that's the whole point of that song everybody's trying to band around
Baby
Christmas.
It's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside. Is the girl going, I don't want to be a whore, but I ain't going anywhere. Baby, it's cold outside.
You're sending mixed signals sometimes.
By being there. And you're like, I should go.
Here, you can look at them.
Yeah. They want you to chase them. They want you to say, I want you to stay. I should probably go home. I don't want you to go if you want to go, but I want you to stay. I wish you'd stay. What are we going to do? I don't know. Whatever you want. I don't know. It seems so quick. Oh, I don't think we need to go all the way, do we? That's silly. I'm not that type of guy either. I'm not going to push you. If you need to leave, you can go. Is your dick out? It is.
When you get older, when you're younger, you play those games with those girls. You're like, oh, whatever she wants.
It's cat and mouse.
Yeah, when you get older, you're like, screw this. I'm out.
Go home.
Yeah.
What? Get out of here. Then go home.
Either we're doing it or you're not.
Why are you being this way? Because you had your boob meat out all night long, and you tapped the top of my pee-pee with your index finger once and then laughed, and now you're telling me, go home.
We've been through the garbage.
Well, you don't want to. Why are you being so mean? Because I'm done with this. I used to do this all the time, and it usually resulted in blue balls. Get out of my house. My wife's home. That's how that works. But the cat and mouse used to be the fun of it. Ooh, she's kind of playing. I don't know. Maybe she's in. Maybe she's out. I have to pursue a little bit. But you knew not to whip your dick out and just go, this is where we're going tonight.
Eric, were you stopped by that girl because your uncle came home?
No, yep. Her caretaker. Eric did what Miles Garrett did and took his girlfriend's helmet off and tried to hit her with it.
Oh, my, too far.
Oh, it's the worst thing I've seen in normal and retarded relations. Peanut butter.
It was one of those little baby helmets that help form the skull.
Yeah, she was in her teens, but the baby helmet.
Look,
they,
it's round
a crooked
enough.
Skull.
It's round enough. Take it off.
Eric, my helmet hurts a lot. I would like to take it off. Oh, you're going to take that off. I'm going to knock you out with it.
John, do I have any recourse? Because there's been a lot of times where I've tried to give a dollar to a stripper and unknowingly a butthole shows up.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. When a butthole happens, you can get some money back. You get change for buttholes. Nobody wants to see that. Oh, I need my dollar back. I didn't know you were going to do that.
Come on.
I didn't know you were going to show me that star. But yeah, it's the cat and mouse thing used to be the fun of it. Now it's just like, who knows? I don't know. But there is the line. Everybody knew the cat and mouse line was drawn, and you don't whip it out. But I've never been a pushy one. I've always been kind of afraid. I never read the signals. I didn't know when someone liked me. I never knew. So, and that kept me out of trouble. The best thing you can be is ugly and a little bit dumb. And I was both. So I'd go in this room like, I don't think she likes me. And then like weeks later, it's like, I had such a crush on you, but you never made a move. I'm like, you had a crush on me? Yeah, remember that time I came to your house and I was, yeah, I just thought you wanted some food. Nobody likes me that way. I did. Really? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
And then they'd leave and I'd be like, I blew it. And then they'd go to friends and be like, Tanya wanted to bang me evidently. And
it was the opposite for you. They're like, get out.
Oh no. And there was no getting out for me. They just leave like, and I remember one girl's like, okay. Like, I guess I'll see you tomorrow. We're done? Yep. And I was just, I didn't think she liked me. I didn't know. And then the girls that did like me, it was fairly obvious. We were sexually active. And that's after about the fourth time, I'm like, I think this chick's into me. I think I can make a move here. We're humping, and I'm still thinking, I'm not so sure she likes me that much. So, yeah, it kept me from ever doing the being pushy guy. I was pushy once, and it was with a kiss from a girl that I just remember grabbing her, thinking this would be like a moment. And there's nothing worse than your hand going behind a girl's head and pulling her towards you and feeling tension. Like, but you're stronger than her.
Why are you fighting this?
So you made it happen. Like, I can overpower her for a kiss. And I did.
I don't think we should do this.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay. That was enough for me. My buddy stood in a room of detectives after having sex with a girl who was plastered while he was plastered. And they were asking him all sorts of questions because her ex-boyfriend found out about it and she wanted him back. And she said, I didn't have sex with him. I was drunk and he raped me. But I was at the party and I saw what was going on. And she wasn't thinking about her ex-boyfriend the whole time. Poor dude's in there with detectives and a two-month process of court this and paperwork and all that because she was going to move forward. Mainly just to say, I didn't have sex with him and I want my ex-boyfriend back. And he thinks I did this. I won't get my ex back. So this dude comes rolling and goes, did you bang him?
I did, but I was drunk.
Did you want to?
No.
And then she had to go with her story because she was trying to save it. She was a little young and stupid and tried to save a relationship and nearly threw another guy. Luckily, by the end, she's like, I was in on it and I don't want to do this to him, but it was probably 60 days of this dude's life at age 20, 21, just destroyed. And you could see it destroy him. And then that's when I learned I'll never, ever, ever bang a drunk girl. You got to be married to a drunk girl to bang him. That's it. Because that turned on somebody right in front of me so quick. Can't do it. Horrifying. Because you don't know her backstory. She's banging you for revenge that you don't even know you're a part
of. John, you're not looking at that. There's been so many success stories.
I know. I know.
Sure.
But again, one bad thing is all people remember. There's been a lot of success stories. Sure.
I would. The success stories outweigh the one guy getting thrown in jail.
Sure enough. Sure enough.
I'm not so sure.
I want to be that guy in jail. Yeah, I'm not rolling those dice.
You know, that's bad luck.
Yeah, it really is bad luck. But it exists, and it's too scary, and it's not worth it. I'll wait till she sobers up.
Girls aren't fooling nobody. We're drunk, too.
Yep.
A lot of the time, they're drunk, we're drunk.
It's never, they never take advantage of us like that. We're never standing in a courtroom going, she took advantage of me, and I was drunk. I couldn't make decisions. She took advantage of my body's boner.
Because the way it's set up. Yeah.
Well,
they do it.
Scary.
We just give in real
That's what I'm saying. We hump them. We hump them because we're easier to deal with. We don't cat and mouse. But Louis C.K.'s in another thing of hot one. His eyes just have to be just tight. Because now his little routine there he's got for the clubs, people are going to be like, did you hear that lady say that thing about you again? Yes, I know.
I always think, you know, because if you watched his show, and it's all about, like, it's kind of true because mm-hmm. it's his family, but you think about his daughters.
Oh
no.
I'm like, how do they deal with this garbage? That's horrible to think about.
But reverse it. Like, let's say that me and Whitney Cummings hit it off here. She said, come back to my room. I'm like, okay, and we're hanging out, having drinks. I'm like, you're fun. I'm like, this is fun. And then I'm going to go take a pee. I'll be right back. And I come out of the bathroom, and Whitney's just going, ah! She's just fiddling to being, like, mad. And I'm like, I'm not even going to be angry at that. Like, it's going to be, holy cow, this is a go.
Well, but you,
Whitney just started to masturbate for no reason. I'm not allowed to leave? Okay.
Now, what if it was someone not
as good looking?
Hideous.
Yeah, Roseanne.
I wouldn't go up there with him.
Well, that's. Well, you could still be friends with him.
But that's my point. No, you can't.
They were being friendly with Louis C.K., and then he decided
but that's
to
my
whip
point.
His D.
The intention of a man is to always have sex. If he's taking. Yeah, it is. It always is.
You're friends with girls that are bigger.
Not really. I'm not hanging out in their rooms with them. I'm not going anywhere.
Friendly.
Right?
If you're. Yeah. You, I don't think you're expecting that to happen.
Yeah, because I'm not doing it. Yeah, because I'm not even going to put. Well, that's enough food. Well, see you later. I'm not going.
I understand what
you're
saying. If Roseanne said, "Hey, do you want to come up to the room and I want to talk?"
I don't even want to be here.
Whitney, yes, you're going because there's
well,
because
we're hitting it off. So clearly, there's
you got to think if you're a struggling comic and Louis C.K. wants to have you up in the room.
But it's different for a girl because a girl will. I mean, in that aspect, that they're going back to meet Louis C.K.
Yeah, well, you've hung out in hotel rooms and had drinks and stuff with people. Like,
no, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
Not individually.
And you're in Vegas, you go to other, hey, meet me in my room, blah, blah, blah.
With a girl?
Sure.
Uh-uh. It's never happened. It hasn't.
So,
okay.
But how about
because I've always had it. Well, yeah, I've had friends, but I've always had, like, somebody, like a girl with me.
Okay.
But if I ask a girl back to
you
my room, it's not to be
how
friends.
This could happen.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not doing it to be friends. You know, a man's intention with a woman is not to go, why don't we go up and just be friends? Come to my room with me. It's not a thing you tell someone. You're like,
I don't know
I just
what
want to
line
talk.
He's spitting. If he's saying, hey,
well, that's
we'll
what
talk
I'm saying.
About,
a guy is not going to say, come to my room to further our friendship.
Okay, so maybe the girls were a little naive.
Well, they know, and they were naive. But I'm saying that's my point, is that a guy, like if they reverse the role, the roles, and a girl started to do it.
If you're
them,
Gilroy and Roseanne asks you to come up to the room to talk about comedy, Gilroy's going.
Right. Ugh.
All right?
And Gilroy's probably got
a lot
intentions.
Of the Cosby but, people. Oh, he's going to
right.
Yeah, help they're me using with my their power.
But Gilroy's probably going to have sex with her.
Exactly.
But that's my point. A dude is cooler. We get how the game works. Roseanne invites you up to the room. You want to further your career. You bang the chunk.
Or just watch and Louis C.K.'s side of it.
Yeah, but if you go,
I mean,
up,
if she starts
look, you go up to a room and a guy starts beating
what
off.
What are you trying to say? That they should have banged Louis C.K.?
No.
I don't understand.
That they should have known going into the room that this is a weird situation to begin with. Men do not ask women. I'm not saying he should have done it. I'm saying men do not ask women back to the room for friendship.
I've hung out in many hotel rooms with
like little parties going on.
Parties before aren't you parties go aren't out or parties something. Aren't you saying come to my room?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, maybe he, you don't know how he spun it. Like,
and it hey, is just interesting meet me because up there it's have a drink. A, it's yeah, with a friend too.
So yeah, she had somebody to
beat off in front of both of them.
No,
because he wanted a threesome.
That is a
man
ballsy
doesn't
move,
invite though, women back to the room for just a couple of pals hanging out. We just don't.
That's just
we just don't.
So just pull the D out. Is
but that's terrible. I'm not saying he should have done that, but I'm saying his intentions are not to further friendships, period. And that's what women need
and
to have
I'm
in their mind.
You should
right
aware
off the
of
bat
his,
is to see if right, they're interested. If they come back to the, but, you know, like the green room in that case.
Yeah.
Well, maybe yeah, maybe we can follow up and go out
how many
after this.
People are in a green room. Sometimes comedians don't care. Yeah, come on in. There's
green like, rooms are great.
Yeah, there's a
that's
bunch of
a
different
party,
people in there.
That's a party. And you can have a mix of people all over the place. If I find someone at the thing, you know what, it's a little loud in here, lady. You and me, why don't we just go somewhere quiet? I have a room across the way. And she's like, okay. My intention is to try to further that evening.
There's a reason why
not
you invited
rape her,
her to the
but I'm definitely
room,
singling you
John,
out
John, maybe
for
you're
a
just
reason,
a nice guy that wants to give advice about comedy.
I'm not.
The
no man is.
World.
Let me just plant and the seed to all women. None of us are nice that way. None of us.
But they all. You also no, interpret that as a go sign in a way. If she says, oh, I'll come back to
yeah,
your room.
There's interest. Like, so now right, I, now I can reason, take the next step. And, like, maybe I can make a move. But your move can't be whipping it out. That's my point.
If she
like,
shows yeah, up with a friend, I'm not taking it as
she
a show,
she shows up with a friend, we're not going to the room. We're going to go to a bar.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. Unless she shows up with a friend, I'm like, oh, you brought your friend. And then you start to read the friend. It's like, this, is this a threesome? I think I might just say that as a joke. We go back to the room, things are going to get weird. But I'm still not whipping it out. But our intention is never to be friendly. That's my point. It doesn't mean you have the right to do whatever you want, but our intention is not to be
friendly. Because guys think with the wrong head.
Right. Well, we think yeah, with the right head. We have to stop saying that. That's what women want us to believe. That is the correct thinker for
them. They bring in the closure a little too
yeah,
early.
Our penis.
Louis C.K. was not yeah, thinking with the right
head. No. Louis C.K. was thinking with the head. He just, his body didn't know how to say, all right, calm down. Again, heat of the moment, lost his composure. We're all thinking with that head. It's time we stop saying that's the wrong one. That guides us through every moment of our lives.
And in the mind, obviously, it's like, look, I'm not touching anybody. I'm yeah, the only one doing it. I just want you to watch.
Women have us convinced that thinking with our penis is the wrong head. But that's the one that helps us make all the decisions. It's just the other head has to step in every once in a while and say, all right, you're going to go to jail.
That's the one. That
there's the. It is. It's
so
the one
some
that,
people don't have that little governor
right,
on.
That's
it,
right. It's yeah. It's the one that's like, well, the other brain doesn't work very well. It's the problem is you're thinking with the right head. It's when that head gets smarter than the top head.
There's a lot of people out there without the governor because I
yeah,
you see
them, tons of them.
The trench coat guys that like
yep,
to flash.
Yep,
like,
they have no governor.
What is in yeah, their head? Yeah, they think that's okay.
But it's the phrase you're thinking with the wrong head. No. You don't understand. This is the only head I have to think with. This one works. I have a monitor on that head to make sure that he doesn't go crazy. Much like I have the same thing in the car where I say I'm going to kill everybody. And then I calm down and I don't kill anyone.
Okay, John, I got to ask then, yeah, does Betty White get past your filter? Pick any genre, any year for
not,
Betty White.
Yeah.
She invites you back to her room. Well, are you going?
I'm going. But with the thoughts, Betty White's going to try to have sex with me and I am all in. And I'm not going to push Betty White. But if Betty's throwing the come to my room with me, I'm thinking, this is the greatest story I'm ever going to tell.
Ever.
This is my moon landing. I am Neil Armstrong.
But maybe she just wants to talk, and here you go whipping
and
out
I'm
your
gonna
D.
And I'm going
to
get – no. Yeah. Like, you're misunderstanding. I'll never whip out the D.
You'll let her
it
take
doesn't,
it
doesn't – exactly. But my intention –
that opportunity
– my intention is not to go back to that room and be best friends with Betty White. I'm yeah, thinking in my head, I think I'm about to bang Betty White. And I'm going to do the proper things to see that that happens. If I read the room wrong, then I can leave this situation. But I'm not going into a room with her without thinking yeah, she's thinking the same thing. That's on the table.
So another guy says, John, in the history of sex, sure the percentage is there, but it's got to be low. Has a woman ever been told no who has asked a man to come back to her room?
Right. If you do it. You know
the other way is yeah, always there.
I think you're the friendliest guy I've ever met. You remind
what?
Me of Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers could get invited back to a hotel. I think it's on. I mean, he's immediately going to be like, uh-oh. It's a fact. That's just how we work. It's not, and don't, ladies.
It's a shame men can't.
No, we don't want to be your friend.
John, If it weren't for sex, I wouldn't have a job. No reason to earn money. Yeah. I wouldn't hunt. I would hunt for food, live in the wild, and not deal with any yeah. other BS because right. the only reason I work is to have sex.
The only reason you work is to have sex?
Yep.
So he has money to take women out.
It's a fact. Because otherwise, we were doing just fine before.
There's a deeper meaning there.
That's true. No, he's right.
The only reason we work is to have sex.
I agree.
The only reason
you agree?
A lot of the I agree motivation completely. Yeah. The motivation is sex. Once they took clubbing them and dragging them back to the cave away, we started to have to do other stuff. Like,
well, we want shelter too, though.
Figure that out. We did pretty well without it for years and years. We did really well.
But John,
but
you're
for what?
But you go yeah.
foraging for berries and hunting with bows and arrows, carving out your own, climbing into a cave at night. This isn't so bad. You do need a TV.
Yeah.
As a man, that's become
well. That's
a necessity.
Where it starts first is the transportation and the home. Yeah. Part of it, the security, what happened there? You wanted a better situation
why?
Than other guys because
yep.
you're trying to
bring
woo women.
You want a
yep.
good car.
So we're still cavemen.
Yeah.
That's what
dead
we're
paw yeah. Yeah. Dead paw society.
That's basically
we exist
it.
To woo women.
We exist to woo women. Do you think malls were built by men for men? No, they're built by men to buy things for women.
John, I think you've said it before, you're a fan of Robin Williams, and he said it best. God gave us a brain and a penis, yeah. but only enough blood to run one at
That's
a time.
That's right. He's exactly right. And it just has to be a proper shift and transfer.
Right, right.
There has to be that lever in the center that has to go up. I got to push this back. We're getting a little too heavy on this side. Put the brain back in the good brain. Say, hey, we got to calm it down just a little bit, or we're going to end up Louis C.K. in this thing. And I've said it a million times. We're not designed to be your friend, because if we're friends with you and nothing more, the second we have a woman in our lives that isn't our friend, we're not allowed to be friends anymore. It's just not a thing.
John,
it's,
there is more to life than sex.
Sure is. There's friends and football and all
I'm
sorts
still
of stuff.
Searching
and then there's
for
women
it.
And that's sex. Yeah.
And Brady's still searching
that's it.
For.
You're looking for sex.
Brady hopes there's
no,
more to life
more
than
sex. Life than
there is more to life than sex. But God damn it, the reason the things I do outside of sex is to try to get sex.
John, I'm not an incel, but if it weren't for sex, I'm not sure I'd ever interact with women.
I think that most men feel that way.
That's true.
It is true. It's like, why would I want to hang out with you if it wasn't for sex?
Well, because we're friends.
We're not friends. You're boring.
We have nothing in common.
You're boring. There were four women at my game last night at the house, and they're all hanging out together talking. And they're laughing. And I looked at my buddy Max and Chris and Richard's there, and we're all kind of in a group. And I'm like, you know what they're saying isn't funny at all. None of them are saying anything funny to solicit.
But
and
they're
every
giggling
guy,
away.
Every one of us was like, I know. It's probably about some other girl's hair or being mean or something. I'm like, yeah, they're not funny. Not one of them's funny. And then I just leaned out and I go, Thither!
Is that all you think about?
Yes.
Idiots.
Yep. You know it's not interesting. That's why they had to go over into a corner and talk with each other.
So that's a no then?
The good thing about those four is they recognized that that terrible conversation they were going to have together needed to be away from people with logic. So they took it to another spot of the house. We couldn't hear them. It was perfect.
Maybe they were talking about scissoring.
Yeah, I asked
before
them.
You
they weren't.
Them.
I asked them.
That's what we always hope.
Yeah, we don't care. That's and yeah, like you say, there's more life than sex. You see four women talking, and if they're attractive, you're like, God, I hope they start scissoring or at least start talking about it, because I know they're talking about nothing important. They're boring.
I wish I could be in that conversation.
Yeah. No, you know what happened there last night, too? Not one dude got up and goes, I got to find out what they're talking about. None of us were interested in going over and seeing what they were up to, unless it was scissoring. And once you go over there and realize, oh, they're not going to scissor, everybody came back to where we were. Not one dude left the game and his buddies to go, hey, what are you ladies up to? Interesting talk? Nope. We don't care.
Because he could be holding court.
Yeah, it makes an interesting point, though, to say if it wasn't for that.
The party
would
be a lot cooler if they'd just take their clothes off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that have been just great last? I mean, your team's losing.
Even the ugly ones. Every single time what you just said is 100% factual. And ladies, you can hate that, but that's how we think. And it's time we just embraced it. So long as we don't act on it against your will. Allow us our miserable brains, because that's what we're looking at. We see four of you at a dinner, and we're thinking, I hope two of them bang. I hope the fat one goes home, and those two start kissing.
Oh, look at the fat one's got
fat
skills.
One's leaving. The fat one's leaving. We might be right. And we'll create this scenario.
Yep.
No, we were with those firemen that time, and that beautiful girl was talking. I'm like, man, I can't look at that table anymore.
We shifted all of our seats.
Everybody moved to look at her because it's the prettiest lady I've ever seen in my life. And as men, we started to stare so bad, we had to talk about things she probably has that would turn us off. So we came down with webbed feet. She must have webbed feet. And then we started laughing. Yep. It's like, if she doesn't have webbed feet, I'm going to do something terrible.
But then what did we want her to do with the webbed feet, John? She'd
jerk us off with the webbed feet and then swim away.
Yep.
Real fast.
Exactly.
She's probably great underwater.
All the scenarios we had were awesome.
I turned her into a beast underneath her clothes, and we turned her into a water slut. Well, she's got webbed feet. I bet she could jerk you off underwater. Oh, that's probably true.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
And this poor woman was just at a business lunch. Our brains don't work right. They just don't. But it's time we stop saying, thinking with the wrong head. It's the only one we got. I'll be honest with you, ladies. That's
it doesn't work in court.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, exactly. Well, he's just thinking with the wrong head. No, it doesn't. You only have one to think with. And that's the other thing. We don't have a brain in our penis. I hate to break it to everybody. We only think with one thing. It's our brain.
John,
it's not some secondary shift.
It's a great saying, though.
It's a great saying because it keeps us from being responsible. That's how we think, period. It's how we operate, period. It's not our penis taking over. It's the way we're built. That's
John,
all.
I know they made fleshlights, but think about it. If they sold pee in a can, all them bitches would be out of business.
It's true, especially if you could make pee in a can tell a story that was interesting.
Jesus, I don't know what you guys are talking about. My wife is my best friend. When she's naked.
That's exactly right. There's no one I want to be with more when sex is on the table. Otherwise, I'll go to Santan with Katero and we'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff I'm interested in.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.